Dorothy F. Russell.
And where were you born, please?
Greenville.
Greenville. Mm-hmm. Could you give us the year you were born?
1906.
1906, okay. Were your parents, what was your parents' nationality?
Well, mother was Irish and dad was German.
How many generations had they been in this country?
Oh, mother's father and his folks came over here when he was 9 years old from, well, he actually came from Germany. Granddad Kaufman came from Germany. But grandmother Kaufman, she came from Ireland. And I suppose they'd been here, oh golly, I don't remember how long they'd been here, because I never knew either one of them. They died before I was born, and I never knew either one of them. But I'd say it would go back at least two generations. And then father's, I don't know when his parents came over here. His father ran a sawmill up around Shakeleyville for years and years, and then his father was killed in the sawmill.
Oh, and how was that?
Well, he got caught in the saw. And then the boys, there was quite a big family of them, so my father and his two brothers were pretty much raised by, well, what they used to call the old soldiers' school down towards Pittsburgh.
An orphanage?
Well, it was something like that, only it was a sort of a military academy, like they, I forget what they called it. But anyhow, they was raised down around there, and
did you have to be the son of a soldier to be allowed in there?
I don't know. I don't know whether they did or not.
Did they ever tell you what it was like to be there?
Well, he has, I remember as a kid, one thing or another, he always said it was pretty rugged because you had a good many duties to do, and you, so many, your hours were limited and so on and so forth, and your studies and everything, you had to keep up with them. So, but he said that the training that they got, one thing or another like that, he realized in later years was
good.
Was all right.
It was a good place then, all.
Evidently, yes. I was never to the place.
Do you know where it's located?
It was down around Pittsburgh someplace, Mount Carmel or Mount something down around there. I don't know. It's that's been so many years ago that I don't recall when it was.
What did your dad do for a living?
He was a machinist at the Bessemer and Lake Erie Railroad.
Oh, worked for the railroad. Mm-hmm. In the shops there at Greenville?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What did he do? Did he work on locomotives or just general work?
He was a machinist, one thing, another like that, working on the various things that fit into engines and so on.
How did he like working for the Bessemer?
He liked it very much.
He
was there for years and years.
Was that the only job he had?
Yes, he retired from the Bessemer Lake Erie.
Railroad men were pretty proud to work for the railroad.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. They was very proud.
Can you tell me why? Do you have any impression of why? I've heard the same thing. I know a guy works for the Bessemer.
Mm-hmm.
He says the older men were very proud to work for
yes.
the railroad.
Yes. Well, they were good to their employees. And they had good benefits and everything, of course. At that time, why, food and clothing and everything like that isn't what it is today. But I always did say that my mother could make a dollar go further than anybody I ever saw. But because when we'd go to the grocery store and pay the grocery bill one thing or another every 2 weeks, because they got paid every 2 weeks, why, you'd get a great big sack of candy, you know, and that would, and then of course, we had passes that we could go to Erie on the train.
Oh, you got free train rides.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, you went to Erie?
Oh, yes. We went to, Mother and I, we were up there, oh, maybe once or twice a month.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
What was Erie like?
It was,
what's your impression of it? What do you remember about it?
Well, the thing I remember about it was awful cold. Windy.
The lake, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh. Cold and windy.
What were the sights to see in Erie for someone coming in?
Oh, you like to go into the Boston store and different places like that. Of course, they didn't have shopping centers like they have now. And you'd get to learn the different stores, shoe stores and different things like that. I don't remember what the names were now. And then we'd always go out, before we'd come home, we'd always go out. They had a great big market. I don't know what end of the town it was in, but we'd always go out there and we'd get fruit. And then they had, my father and mother liked this whitefish.
Whitefish.
Uh-huh. And we'd always bring some of that home one or another. So that was, you look forward to those trips when you was a kid. And then we'd go to Conneaut Lake when they'd have their excursions to Conneaut Lake. Why, we'd go up there, and that was a big day.
What they have in Conneaut Lake?
Oh, just an amusement center, almost like it is now. But I mean, there are a few more things added to it now that they didn't have then.
Did they have roller coasters in those days?
Yes, they had a roller coaster. It didn't begin to be as high or as large as it is now.
What year would that be about? 1916, 17, there?
I suppose so, around in there.
Did they have very many rides?
They had that and the merry-go-round and these swings that went out around, and they didn't have these whips and one thing or another like they have now. There wasn't a whole lot up there, but we would go to picnic.
Oh, I see.
Take baskets. Oh, that was a big thing, boy. I'm telling you, getting ready for these picnics and going on, and that was that. And then when the fairs come on, my boy, you look forward to the Stoneborough Fair and the Mercer Fair. And
did you go to the Stoneborough Fair? Has that changed much since then?
I haven't been over in the last, possibly the last 5 years, but I presume that it has. I presume there's lots more.
What was the big attraction for you at the fair?
Oh, I always did like to go around and see the livestock, and then I always liked to go through their arts, where they had their arts and crafts.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was that a place for local artists to display their wares, or what?
A few of them were there. Most of it was quilting, and a lot of people crocheted then, and embroidered, and they'd had beautiful work.
That was a chance for the ladies to show off their
wares. Oh, yes, and then can. People that would can and everything, their canned goods was really something to look at. You just
Why is that? What'd you look for?
Well, their jars seemed to be larger, and now, like, you put peaches or pears in there, they wouldn't be in pieces. They'd be the whole half peach, one thing, and they seemed to be placed in that jar.
Were placed artistically.
Yes.
And it looked beautiful.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
They got really competitive about that.
They really did. They really did.
Did they try to can unusual foods?
They canned everything in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Everything imaginable. My golly. I can remember
What's
Mother
the most
canning
them. Unusual can. Thing you ever saw canned?
Golly. Oh, I think when they put up cured meat and one thing, like sausage and one thing another like that.
Well, they'd can that too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they'd can sausage and one thing another like that. That was good when you went up in the wintertime and had your buckwheat cakes. Because then they made the buckwheat cakes with starter.
What do you mean with starter?
Well, it's a yeast, and you call it a starter, and then you mix so much buckwheat and flour and so on to and yeast, and then you have to leave that set for so many days to and it'll kind of bubble up and everything, keep stirring it and everything, and then you just keep adding to it and so on and so forth.
Oh, but that was your yeast then.
Uh huh.
And you would take from that yeast any time you wanted some rising.
Oh, yeah.
Why did they can meat? Was it a question of storing it?
Oh, there was a lot of it then.
Well,
and it was cheap.
Couldn't you salt it? Why didn't they salt it?
I don't know. Whether you could or not, because I never canned any myself, but I can remember Mother canning it.
Did your mother have a ice box?
Yes.
When did she get that?
Oh, golly. Shortly after they started to come out, because I can remember the Iceman bringing the ice in with those big tongs, yeah. You know.
When did ice boxes come out? Do you remember? When's your first memory of an ice box?
Oh, I suppose I was around about 9, 10, 11, something like that.
In the war, during World War One, about?
Could have been. I can just...
Did your mother get a new washing machine about World War One? You know, the kind that agitated. Electrical.
The first washing machine, one thing or another that we had, one thing, it was one that you had to
crank it. Oh. When
and,
was that?
Oh, golly. I was just a kid then, a bit of a kid. I suppose I was 7 or 8 years old then.
Who did the cranking?
Oh, mother'd do it for a while, and if Dad was home, he'd do it for a while, one thing or like that. But, you know, they washed a much different then. They used to cut up their, this old... Well, they'd make their soap, too.
They made their own soap?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they made
soap. Oh, gosh, don't ask me. Lye and something else. I don't know what they put in it.
Well, didn't they sell soap at the store, or was it just too
expensive?
Yeah,
they did. You used the store soap one thing or another for bathing and washing yourself. Oh. But for washing clothes one thing or another, they had those big copper, what do you call them, that they boiler,
yeah.
That they boil clothes in, and she'd slice up some of that in there and dip them out. And
did it have a special smell?
Uh-huh.
You could
it was kind of good smell.
Was it a good smell?
Uh-huh.
The homemade soap smelled good.
It was kind of good smell.
Was it harsh soap?
Yes, it was hard on your hands and everything.
Was it hard on the clothes?
No, but your clothes was white, believe you me.
Was that right? It was just as white as today?
Oh, yes, indeed. Of course, Mother, unless it was just real, real bitter clothes, I got real, real bitter weather. She'd hang her clothes out until they'd freeze. They were so stiff they could stand alone.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So, did they use starch in those days,
Mother? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My goodness, men's shirts, one thing, another. Their cuffs and their collars had to be so... I don't know how in the wide world they ever wore them without ruining their neck.
Yeah, I remember starch shirts a little bit. What I can't figure out is why people wore them when they're so uncomfortable.
Don't ask me. Remember when they had those separate collars, one thing or another, for shirts, and they'd have to starch them stiffer than a board. Uh-huh. I don't know how they ever wore them.
Uh-huh.
But that was a thing. And so.
What were the first appliances you got in your house?
Refrigerator, I think, when the refrigerators first come out.
Was it an ice box or refrigerator?
Well, we had an ice box, and then when refrigerators come out, while Dad went down, he got a refrigerator. It was one of those ones that had that great big round thing on the top. I don't remember what the name of it was and everything, but we just thought that was one of the most wonderful things that ever came across the pike.
What year was that? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh.
Roughly.
I know I was in high school.
It'd be about 1920, thereabouts?
It'd be before that because I graduated in 26.
Just after World War One.
Uh-huh.
Did it work very well?
Yes, it did.
Pretty reliable?
Yeah, pretty reliable for...
Uh-huh. Kept things cool?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
What did it enable you to do that you couldn't do before?
You could keep milk, and your butter was real nice in there. Before that, you'd always have the part of your cellar, one thing or another, was always dirt, you know. And it would be cold, and you'd put your butter and your stuff down there and everything and have to run down there and get it. So it was convenient. Uh-huh.
Did you have a Victrola?
Yes, my gosh, yes. And a piano.
Uh-huh. When did you get your Victrola?
Oh, my golly. I must have been about 10 years old.
That'd be about 1916, thereabouts.
Mm, sometime.
What records did you have?
Oh, we'd have some of the some of the old tunes that come out, Tipperary and different things like that, and then we'd have church music of
hymns.
You know, hymns and things like that. But there were so many songs that came out during the war and everything like that, you know. And,
what kind of a time was it during the war? What do you remember about the World War?
Well, now that first one thing or another, I don't have too much. The memory I have of it, when the troop trains would come through Greenville, they'd always come through on the Erie Railroad, and that was way up at the other end of town. We lived up on the West Hill. And that was way up in it. Well, they'd always get the soldiers off of the train after having ridden so far.
Yeah.
They'd get them off the train, and they'd always march them clear up over the hill and then back down again. And boy, we watched them soldiers march. Uh-huh. And of course, the roads were dirt then, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
Did you cheer them or what?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All the kids were out to see
them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Were they pretty tired? What was their attitude there?
Oh, if I can remember right, one thing or another, they'd always holler and high and so on and so forth, you know. But
were they going to France or were they just going to training?
No, they were coming from training. They were going to go to New York to be shipped out.
I see.
Uh-huh. But yes.
What did Greenville do during the war? Was there anything different? Did you have patriotic meetings or anything?
Oh, yes, yes. They had meetings, and then they had, later on, no, that was the Second World War, wasn't it, that camp come up at Reynolds. Yeah. But, and then your church meetings, one thing, another like that, they would always have a patriotic service every once in a while for them and so on. And but now they didn't have US or UFOs or USOs like they do in the Second War.
Did they have anything for the GIs, for the doughboys?
Usually Salvation Army, when they go through, would either have donuts, or if they was going to be there any length of time, why, they'd have soup and or have them in there.
Who provided that soup? Was it the Army, or did the people?
No, I think the people did. I think the people did. But, yeah.
Well, you went to high school too, huh?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Was there any special reason you went? Was everyone going by then, or what?
Oh, no, Terry, that was understood that you was going to graduate from high school, boy. You didn't even question it.
Oh, was it?
Oh,
even
yeah.
In the 20s, huh?
Oh, yes.
What year did you graduate?
Did I say 26?
Yeah.
I think it was 26 that I graduated. I'm not sure.
24? You born in 1906, you'd be 18 when you graduated. That'd be about 1924, wouldn't it? By that time, it was being expected that you would go to high school.
Oh, yes. You didn't argue with your parents one year. When they said you was going to go to school, you was going to go to school. So.
Did most kids went to high school?
Oh, yes.
Did many drop out?
No, not then. Not then.
How'd you like high school?
I liked it. I liked it real
well. Did you have a career in mind when you went to high school?
I took the business course.
Mm-hmm. Did you intend to go become a secretary or what?
Yes, I wanted to be a secretary or, of course, during my vacations, my summer vacations and my Christmas vacations, I worked in the 5 and 10, and then after I graduated, went there. Then I went into the office and did office work there.
For the 5 and 10?
Uh huh.
Oh, I see. That's when you were qualified.
That's the first time, the first job I, as far as office work was concerned, that I had. And then later on, one thing another like that. Several years later, then I had an opportunity to come down here to work in Cooper Bessemer. That was
in the office at Cooper.
Yes.
Bessemer.
Mm-hmm.
What did you
in
do?
The purchasing department.
Purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
What did you purchase?
I wasn't a buyer. The fellows were buyers.
Oh, I
worked on the files for the various part of all the engines that they made, one thing another, and kept track of the invoices and so on and so forth, coming in and going out, and parts would come in. I'd have to report to the parts division, one thing another, when that part come in, so they could find out whether it was all right. And then they had files as long as this building and one thing another like that that you had to.
What was your favorite job?
Well, my favorite job was after I finished there at the Cooper Bessemer, one thing I started work for the old Bash Line Hospital. And I liked it very, very much. I was there for about 18 years.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Where was that located?
That was located down here where this vacant lot is, back back here on the center, corner of Center and Pine.
Okay. What was the Bashline Hospital like then? What year did you go to work for?
Oh, golly. I don't remember the year I went to work for them.
Roughly.
It was after the war. The fellows started coming back, and of course, as the fellows was coming back from the war, yes.
About 1946, 45,
something like that. And but I like that. I like that a lot. Of course, I was in insurance. I took care of the insurance.
Why did you enjoy it so much?
Oh, I don't know. There was just something about it that I liked, and you learned an awful lot. You get great experience in doing hospital work. And then, I worked there for about 18 years, and then when I finished there, there was one of the doctors, this Dr. Hoyt here in town, and they had a clinic up in Mercer, Dr. Hoyt and Dr. Long and Dr. Hart and Dr. Fithian and Dr. Humphrey. They had the clinic up at Mercer. Well, they didn't have an insurance girl, and they was thinking about that time of building a hospital up at Mercer, but it never terminated. But anyhow, I went up to work for the doctors up at the Mercer Clinic, and I was up there for about 10 years, 8 or 10 years.
Was that clinic supposed to be the forerunner of the hospital?
Oh no, the clinic had been there for a while, but the insurance was getting to be a big thing for doctors then.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. When did medical insurance come in, do you know?
Oh, golly. Well, I think that when Dad worked at the Bessemer in Lake Erie, they had a form of hospital coverage. Now, I don't remember at the time what it was like.
You mean the company paid for some of the medical...
I think that it was so much that they paid and so much that was taken out of their pay or something like that for medical coverage.
Uh-huh.
And, but it had been around for a while. But then, as the years went on, it got much better and much more complicated, especially with your Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and then it became so competitive that...
Did many people have medical insurance when you started working here at Bashline?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
And what was it your job to do?
I was also admitting. I admitted the patients.
What's that mean?
If they came in there or they were scheduled to be admitted to the hospital, then I had to find out their case history, the year that they were born, and their father and mother's name, their religion, and what kind of hospitalization insurance they had, and have them get their forms and bring them in so that we could get them fixed up for the doctors and so on and so forth. But irregardless of what it was, whether it was an emergency, that you have to go into the emergency room and admit them and everything, and it was quite an experience.
Uh-huh. What did you do? I know this is a troublesome topic, but what did you do if a person did not have insurance and looked like they couldn't pay? Were you instructed what to do with people like that?
They would talk it over with a doctor, and they'd give them very small payments and everything.
Did they ever turn anyone away?
Not that I know of. Uh-huh. Not that I know of.
Were there many people who didn't pay when they were given that kind of...
Usually not in those days, no. Usually
did
not.
Did that increase, though?
Well, it got to the point then where this welfare started in, this welfare business. And, of course, that was an altogether different thing, that the doctor could just, whatever welfare paid, they had to accept. And you had a good many patients that were welfare patients.
Was that right, here in Grove City?
Mm-hmm.
When did that begin? Do you remember roughly what year?
Oh, no, I don't remember just exactly what year that welfare began. I don't recall. I know when I started working down there, I got into it with the hospitalization.
Uh-huh. And what's your feelings about that? You were right there in the middle of it. Was welfare a good idea? Did it help? In what way did it help?
I think back then, I don't think people took advantage of it like they do now.
Is that right? The same people?
The people, but it got to be later on that you take a family that maybe for 4 or 5 years that had been on welfare, those children, when they grew up, it was just a way of life for them.
Oh, it's the second generation you feel that's taken advantage of.
Yes. I think it's a lot of them that are able to go out. They're youngsters and one thing or that are able to go out and do things one thing or another, and it just seems to be they just were raised that way, and they continue going that way.
People didn't do that after the war.
Oh, no. There wasn't much welfare after that. What I mean, it gradually kept going until your colored people, well, a lot of them.
From right here in Grove City?
Yes, we didn't have too many. They were all out in Hallville, and there weren't too many. But the majority of them and one thing or another. Although there were some that were very good workers that worked over at Cooper Bessemer over there that were very good workers and providers.
Have blacks come into Grove City since World War II?
Yes, a little bit more. Uh-huh. There still isn't
very
too many, no.
Where did it come from, do you know? Was it Newcastle? Or?
I don't have any idea. I haven't any idea where they come from.
Do you think it was the type of black coming in who brought those new welfare attitudes?
No, I don't, because usually it was a pretty good set of black people that came in here.
It's their children, that's the problem. Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a family coming over here. Maybe you know him. He's up at Grove City College. Cornelio. And he's going to the Grove City College up here. Now, he taught school in his own country. And they belong to our church over here, yes.
From Africa, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know.
And they're a very lovely family.
How has it been with the blacks here in town? Has it been difficult or
mm-hmm.
easier? What's it been like?
No.
No problem?
No problem.
Why is that? They worked hard or what? Were there any thievery? How about, I know that Sharon and Farrell had a problem with blacks coming
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
With the crime rate. Has that been true here?
No, I wouldn't say so. They've been very nice, and of course they more or less settled out there in Hallville.
Uh-huh.
And they had a settlement, practically you might call it their own out there.
Why did they settle there? Would people have allowed them to settle here?
That I don't know. Uh-huh. Sometimes when they wanted to rent places or something like that and come in here, there was a little bit of feeling about it, but never anything to erupt or anything like that.
What about today? Are there any blacks living in Grove City now?
There's some living in here, but I can't tell you just exactly where. There used to be a family live out here on West Main Street, and they were a very lovely family. I don't know what their names were.
When did they begin to move into Grove City rather than Hallville?
Oh, I'd say within the last 5, 8 years.
Oh,
and
pretty recent.
Something. Yeah, oh, yes, yes.
Attitudes have changed toward blacks around here, is that right?
The what?
Attitudes toward blacks? Maybe less like all over the country.
What I mean, they've never had any trouble.
Was there ever any trouble at all? Any incidents with blacks ever?
No. I can't recall of any incident ever happening here.
Did blacks ever, were there any black criminals here in town that caused a stir? You know, like a rapist or a burglar? Any blacks ever caught committing crime?
I don't recall of anything like that.
So it's been no problem at all then?
No. They've been, they were accepted and nobody made a big fuss about it.
When did you move to Grove City?
I came down here in about 41 to go to Cooper Bessemer.
Oh, because of the war?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come here? Did word go out that there were jobs at the Cooper?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I had some friends here in Grove City and one thing like that, and she called me and she said, would you like to come down to Grove City and work? And I said, well, it depends on the kind of work and where. She said, Cooper Bessemer. So I come down, put my application in one thing, and I thought, oh, well, it'll never amount to anything. Uh-huh. But it was only a week or so until I was called.
Did you plan to relocate down here or commute from Greenville?
No, I stayed here.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I stayed here.
Where did you stay? What could a woman do in those days? Did you rent an apartment or what?
Yes. A girlfriend of mine that we're still very good friends, she and I had an apartment up over the Isley store, what used to be the Isley store down there. And that was owned by Mrs. Craig at that time. She was a lovely person. And we had a third-floor apartment up there.
Oh, that was near the movie, the Guthrie
Theater. Yes, right next to it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Was it noisy living on the Main Street, Broad Street like that?
I never noticed it. I never noticed.
Was it quieter in those days around here than today? Or?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. During the war, when they had the USOs here, I used to go over there and play the piano and... for the fellows when they'd be in town, so on and so forth. And then we'd, the different organizations here in town would serve either dinners or something like that for them over there, and then they'd have to have music, so I'd play the piano for them and everything.
Where was the USO located?
Over in the, what's now is the Youth Center.
The Armory.
It was the Armory. Mm-hmm. The Armory.
Was it open every night?
I suppose it was. I didn't go. Our generation has. They're more permissive, and of course there's a lot of things that influence that. There's a lot of them that have gotten to drinking, and a lot of them on these drugs and things like that, and it's brought with it the usual things that those things bring.
Were there any drugs when you were younger?
Not that I know of.
Well, couldn't you buy morphine at the drugstore or opium?
Oh, I suppose. I don't know.
But you knew not.
No, I don't know. I didn't know a thing about it.
No, I never did.
Uh-uh.
How about drinking? Was there much drinking when you were younger? What about railway men? Did railway men drink?
Dad liked his beer. He liked to have a beer because he's an old German. He liked his beer and one thing like that. Mother just had a fit about it.
Oh, didn't she?
Because she wasn't for anything like that, you know. But, and I wasn't allowed to have a deck of cards in the house one thing like that. So I never played cards until after I come down here to Grove City. And,
Well, did they have beer gardens, or where did people drink?
I think at home more than anything else. But I don't know because, I guess they had, you'd hear about so-and-so speakeasies, you know, one thing, another like that.
Speakeasies.
But
did they have any, was that in Greenville?
Oh, they may have had, I don't know. They may have had, I don't know. I was never in any of them.
You never knew of a single speakeasy?
No, I don't know of any.
Was there any? Grove City was dry. It's always been dry, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was there much drinking behind the scenes in Grove City?
Oh, I suppose there was. I suppose there was. Rudy's place out here.
Yeah, Rudy.
It wasn't out there. His father, before him, had a place out at Hallville. It wasn't as large as that place out there. And he made his spaghetti, and of course they had beer and drinks there, one thing or another. And a lot of us girls would get together and go out for spaghetti every once in a while. But as far as drinking is concerned, why, we didn't imbibe. But we'd go out there and get spaghetti. Same as we go out to Rudy's now for spaghetti every once in a while.
Is it the same spaghetti?
Yes, yes, it's good. I don't think it can be beat. It's it's really good. But I think you'll find the biggest change in your younger generation now, the permissiveness and the things that as a result of a lot of drugs and drinking and stuff like that, and their automobile accidents, and I don't know, it just seems as though that we never thought of going out and doing things like that.
When did that begin to change? Can you remember a time when you began to see that kids were changing?
Oh, yes, I was... Well, it hasn't been too many years. You better see what that announcement's about. She's ringing the bell, Phil. She's ringing the bell. Find out what the announcement's for. Oh, I don't know. It hasn't been too many years that they... Now, it may have started earlier in the cities. They may have noticed it more there. But you take in your smaller towns, one thing or another. I think they had more parental attention
in
recent years. I don't know why. I don't know why. People got to going out and staying out. Nobody to stay with the kids, I suppose, or they didn't. I don't know what their motive was, but we used to have our fun at home. But kids nowadays, no.
Is it the car? Kids getting access to cars?
Could be. Could be. Could be.
When did kids begin to drive cars?
Oh, now I think they begin, what, 16? Isn't that the age?
When did kids begin to get their cars to drive?
Oh, when I...
When you were in high school, did any of the kids have cars? Mm-hmm. None.
No. Heavens, no. No. We walked. We walked. No, I think it's probably the last, 5-8 years it's been so prevalent for cars at college and high school kids having college or having cars.
That's true. There were only one or two when I was in high school.
Yes, yeah.
What's the biggest event you can remember in Grove City? Fire or flood or whatever? What are the events that stand out in your mind?
Oh.
Were there any?
Yes, we've had several pretty good-sized fires. When the old A&P was over here, where the Bashland place is now on Pine Street, right at the back of the bank there on the other side of the street. The A&P burned down, and that was a large fire, and I can remember when I was working at the hospital at the time, how they put water on the hospital to keep it from catching.
It was that hot, huh?
And, oh, yes. And then, of course, the fire that we had not too long ago down here with these merchandise, the Burdickson store. And
has there ever been a super heavy rain?
Oh, there may have been in some places, but I can't remember of a flood around Grove City. Now, I've seen it rain heavy enough that the water would be up over the bridges down there and back into the hotel and so on and so forth, because that's low back in there. And back in the Cooper Bessemer parking lot, they couldn't park in part of it, that the water would be up like that. But as far as flooding parts of the town, now I think Mercer got it worse than Grove City because they're low. So I can't remember a flood here.